I think this week's theme is systems of organized violence. The podcast for Ruth Wilson Gilmore, Making a Case for Abolition, landed very well. I think this excerpt in particular speaks volumes.
And more kinds of behavior, some of it antisocial, some of it not, has been criminalized over time. So there have been new crimes added to the books, as well as extended sentences and sentence enhancements, that is to say a sentence on top of a sentence, for already existing wrong.
I think that this definitely speaks volumes, especially when I layer it with Muhammad's condemnation of blackness, looking at the historical context of the development and the creation of quote-unquote new crimes, and how really these new crimes were really about existing while black and existing while person of color. And so I think that Ruth Wilson Gilmore offers some interesting insights when we look at the historical context of how these things have developed over time. I think this is especially important when we look at the normalization of the prison industrial complex and the way folks are just treated. Ruth Wilson Gilmore offers a really interesting excerpt.
We don't talk about crime as much. What we're trying to do is get people to understand the kinds of relationships that have normalized a sense that what prisons do is natural, normal, and inevitable.
In another class, I am presenting a midterm as part of a group looking at solitary confinement. And with the recent legislative shifts in New York State on solitary confinement, it often has me wondering, what are alternatives to prison? What are some alternatives to policing? That's it. That's my time on Miguel's podcast. Join me next week.